For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Many states across this nation currently have medical marijuana bills before their legislatures. Here to talk about that, starting with the state of Vermont, from the Marijuana Policy Project, their Director of Communications, Bruce Merkin.
Representative Dowland, who represents a town in Vermont called Derby Lion in the Vermont House of Representatives, has introduced a measure to put marijuana under a system of taxation and regulation, very much like we do with alcohol now. Would take marijuana out of the criminal underground, regulate it, allow adults to purchase and possess small amounts through regulated licensed merchants. It's certainly already beginning a useful discussion that we think, frankly, is long overdue.
This has a strong parallel to something that's going on up in Seattle. The King County Bar Association and a group of organizations have put forward a proposal towards all drugs. What's your thought? Is this idea of regulation taking hold across America?
Well, I think what we're beginning to see in different parts of the country is more and more people beginning to question the sort of conventional war on drug strategy. And I think a lot of people are independently coming to the conclusion that some sort of regulatory framework rather than prohibition is something worth looking at.
Even in Bass Ackwards, Texas, there may be a chance for a medical marijuana bill. Texas legislator Elliot Neistat.
Well, for any of your listeners who plan to call their legislators, and I hope they will, they should know that some very respected national organizations are endorsing this legislation, including the American Nurses Association, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the Lymphoma Foundation of America, the American Preventive Medical Association, the American Public Health Association, the Grey Panthers, and the New England Journal of Medicine. This is quite a respected group of organizations and associations. And if you couple that with the recent Scripps Howard poll indicating that 75% of Texans would support a law allowing people with serious illness to use marijuana for medical purposes, I think we have compelling reasons to convince legislators to support this. It creates an affirmative defense to prosecution.
Our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage, from Monty Python and author of War on the War on Terror, Terry Jones. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.